While they're getting ready, I want to tell you that there are three more at home, aren't there? Three? Just two. And a sister. And who knows, pretty soon they'll all be up there together.
Thank you very much, and a good evening to you. We're very pleased to be here. This is our second Florida Folk Festival, and we experienced something this afternoon that was quite enjoyable. Did our first bluegrass music workshop, and we've got another one tomorrow, and we want to plug that before we forget it. Y'all come see us at noon tomorrow. And we're glad to see we've got some hand clappers. We're going to be giving you a few to do that, too, before we're through here this evening. We've got a couple of songs in store here that are related to domestic affairs, I guess you might say, and in different ways. I don't know if we didn't really plan this. It just dawned on me that it's going to work out this way. We'll let our banjo-picking brother Mike here sing the first one. It's a song by a fella from Oklahoma whom I talk with about the song. His name is John Hadley, and he wrote this tune about escaping whatever ruts a person might find themselves in, and he lumped all the means of escape into one term: the blue light at the end of the tunnel.
I'd go back over if I were richer, get a cup of coffee, button up my shirt, get a little kiss from the wife and kids and off to work. Punch that time clock like you pull a trigger. I'd punch my line boss if I were bigger. Try to keep my hands up where the wheels won't spin. And I think I see a soft blue light at the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light where the music plays all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light.
Said, hey dear, what does this mean? She said, see that fellow in the bathroom mirror. Tomorrow morning, well, he better not be here. She didn't even ask me where the heck I'd been. I think she's seen a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light where the music plays all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light.
Well, I got me a bad cough. I went to see
see a sawbones. He gave me two pills, a bill, said make out your will. I took out a big loan. Said living that hard life is a mortal sin. And I think I see a soft blue light in the end of this tunnel you're in. I'm going down to that blue light, where the angels sing all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a song about a fellow that wasn't too happy with his family life. We'll do another one revolving around family life. This one a little more pleasant. This is one we all get to sing a little on. This is one of our favorites to sing. We love the singing part of our music probably more than anything. This is one that was written by John Denver about his uncle, whose name was Matthew.
Had an uncle named Matthew. He was his father's only boy, born just south of Colby, Kansas. He was his mother's pride and joy. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue is just a Kansas summer sky. All the stories that he told me back when I was just a lad, all the memories that he gave me, all the good times that he'd had. Growing up a Kansas farm boy, life is mostly having fun. Riding on his daddy's shoulders, behind a mule beneath the sun. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky. And I guess there were some hard times, and I'm told some years were late. They had a storm in 47. A twister came and stripped him clean. He lost the farm, he lost his family. He lost the wheat and lost his home. But he found the family Bible. A faith as solid as a stone. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky. So he came to live at our house, and he came to work the land. Came to ease my daddy's burden, and he came to be my friend. So I wrote this down for Matthew. It's for him the song is sung. Riding on his daddy's shoulders, behind a mule beneath the sun. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue is just a Kansas summer sky. Yes, and joy was just a thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold is just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue is just a Kansas summer sky.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll let Lee hang on to this guitar for a minute and do one. If you recognize that one, I'm sure you'll probably recognize this one as well. Written by a banjo player. Oh, we've heard people say he's one of the best Fralin banjo players in the country. A guy named Jim Connor from up in Alabama. Another domestic tune here for the kids especially.
When I was a little bitty boy, just a mop the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. We'd have chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft to the downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4'11 geese, took a whole bottle of cloth for the tick. And it had whole 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Supper, we'd sit around a fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. But I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Then the next thing you know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed.
It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft to the downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4'11 geese, took a whole boat of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, and I even kissed Aunt Lou.
Ooh.
But if I ever had to make a choice, I reckon it ought to be said, I'd trade them all, plus the gal down the road, for the great big feather bed.
It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4'11 geese, took a whole bottle of cloth for the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we'd stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to do some real live bluegrass music. Some by Bill Monroe, if any of you folks didn't know. Bill Monroe is a man who's credited with being the father of bluegrass music. He formed a band back in the 30s, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, and that name that he gave his band eventually came to be the name of his style of music. Now we're going to do two of his tunes. One is called Georgia Rose. The other is one of his most famous, Blue Moon of Kentucky. We won't do them quite like Bill Monroe, but perhaps you can get a feel of what real bluegrass is all about, what we often refer to as acid bluegrass. This, I guess, would fall into that category.
Way down in the Blue Ridge Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountain. She's my little Georgia Rose.
Come and listen to my story, a story that I know is true, about a rose way down in Georgia, with hair of gold and a heart that's true. Way down in the Blue Ridge Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountain. She's my little Georgia Rose. Carefree life she had planned. The baby now, she is a lady, the one her mother couldn't stand.
Way down in the Blue Ridge Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountain. She's my little Georgia Rose.
To sing old songs together. I'd watch her as she'd do her part. She would smile and I would tell her that she was my own sweetheart. Way down in the Blue Ridge Mountains, way down where the tall pines grow, lives my sweetheart of the mountain. She's my little Georgia Rose. She's my little Georgia Rose.
Thank you.
Keep on shining, shine on what is gone and proved untrue. Was on a moonlit night, the stars shining bright, you whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on what is gone and left me blue. Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on one who's gone left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on one who's gone proved untrue. Was on a moonlit night, the star was shining bright, you whispered from on high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on one who's gone left me blue.
We're going to do one more and close out our little portion of the show here. And you folks that like to clap your hands, help us out on this one. This is a good day for this. This is a Sunday song. Not really. It sounds like gospel, but if you listen closely to the words, it's really not. But if you want to make believe, go right ahead, and we'll make it a gospel tune since it's Sunday. And help us with a hand clapping. It's a fast-moving tune, but watch out. There's a stop in the middle, so watch where you
put your hands. We have to stop and catch our breath right in the middle of this for a second.
One called Picking to Beat the Devil.
Making my rounds of the country churches, playing my guitar for free. Repertoire is 109 songs for God's glory.
And I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me fail.
Found myself in a roadside barroom, drinking my time away. Kentucky women and Tennessee whiskey, it's gonna be hell to pay. A worn out Chevy and a beat up Martin is all I'll ever own. My worthless life is dedicated to bringing God's children home.
And I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord's in my fingers, he won't let me fail.
Songs and a temperance sermon is what a good meal buys. For a little extra, there's a guitar solo called Reward in the Sky.
And I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me fail. I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers. He won't let me fail.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you.
And those were the Peyton brothers. And now, again from Jacksonville, the Makeley family, who've been here many times, mother and two daughters. Let's welcome them to the stage. The Makeley family.
In case you didn't hear, Cousin Thelma, we're the Makeley family. My name is Bettina. This is my sister Ruth Ann and my mother, Mom.
Very good.
We'd like to slow things down just for a little while. And with this first song, and it's a song as old as the hills. I have no idea where it came from except that it came from my mother to me. And it's called Sitting Alone in Her Old Rocking Chair.
Sitting alone in her old rocking chair, I saw an old mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected by those who should care, rocking alone in her old rocking chair. Her hands were all wrinkled and calloused and old. A life of hard work was the story they told. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in her old rocking chair. Bless her old heart. Do you think she'd complain? Though life has been bitter, she'd
live it again and carry the cross that is more than her share, rocking alone in her old rocking chair. It wouldn't take much just to brighten her heart, just some small remembrance on somebody's part. A letter would brighten her empty life there, rocking alone in her old rocking chair. Now I know some youngsters in old orphan home who think they owned heaven if she were their own. They'd never be willing to let her sit there, rocking alone in her old rocking chair.
Thank you. Thank you. We've been doing the Florida Folk Festival since 1972, but last year I didn't make it. I picked that particular weekend to have a baby. And that baby is out there fussing somewhere because it's past his bedtime. And Bettina's baby, who was born a month earlier than mine, is also out there. And so we'd like to dedicate this next song to them because it's a lullaby and it's also a yodel.
Sleep, baby, sleep. Close your bright eyes while I sing my yodeling song, a tender
preparations for the next song. This is the one that we do all the time. And it's called He Taught Me to Yodel.
You're doing the first verse, right?
Yes.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodelers be to try to learn to yodel and go yodel-a-loody. I met up with a Swiss boy, he was handsome as could be. I'll teach you all the yodel just like he taught it to me. He taught me to yodel.
Yodel-a-loody-a-dee, yodel-a-loody-a-dee,
yodel-a-loody. This is how to yodel.
Yodel-a-loody-a-dee, yodel-a-loody, yodel-a-loody.
Well, this lad up in the mountains was a tall and handsome Swiss. He taught me how to yodel and he taught me how to kiss. He taught me how to cuddle in that good old mountain way. We did our loving on a mountain, yodeling all the way. He taught me to yodel,
yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee.
This is how to yodel, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee. Ole, ole, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee.
Oh, lady, 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 oh, lady,
yodel just like me. It's easy while you're singing to go yodel-a-dee. First you take a deep breath and an exhale, one, two, three, and you will hear a yodel if you listen close to me. This is how to yodel, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-a-dee-a-dee, yodel-a-dee-a-dee. Ole, 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 ole.
I think you'll be interested in this. Somebody told me about Elroy's first, the mama. And I called her up on the telephone. And she auditioned over the telephone. and she, they are certainly a great addition to the program. I don't know of anybody else who yodels, do you? Let's give them another hand. I had some real honest-to-goodness blood kin here yesterday and today, and when I was arranging for them to be admitted in the park, first I said, well, just tell the gateman that you're my cousins and my aunts, and my Barbara died laughing. She said, my goodness, don't you know that everybody's your cousin? Well, the case in point is that one of my very special folk festival cousins is Robert Dixon from Miami. Robert is a minister of music. He's a teacher. He's a fine traditional singer, player, a trained musician, a very special one. Our friend, Robert Dixon.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. From the wild and woolly west, Hollywood, California, about as far west as you can get. A song of the 1930s movie industry, Cool Water, that was made famous by the Sons of the Pioneers. All day I face a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. Spreads the burning sand with water. Old Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me. The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water. But with the dawn I wake and yawn and carry on to water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. Spreads the burning sand with water. Old Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me. The shadows sway and seem to say, today we pray for water. Cool water. And away up there, he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water. Cool, clear water. Keep keep a moving band. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. Spreads the burning sand with water. Old Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me. Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for one thing more than water. Cool water. Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. Spreads the burning sand with water. Old Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free? It's waiting there for you and me with cool, clear water. Now, a more traditional song. I don't know where this came from across the ocean, I suppose, and then found some words of the West to it. This is called I Ride an Old Paint. I'm a riding old paint. I'm a leading old Dan. I'm going to Montana for to throw the hula hand. They feed in the coolies. They water in the draw. Their tails are all matted. Their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogies, ride around slow. The fiery and the snuffy, they are a raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver and the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight. But still Bill Jones keeps singing all night. Ride around, little doggies, ride around slow. The fiery and the snuffy, they are a-raring to go. I take my saddle from the wall, lead out my paint pony, lead him out of his stall, tie my bones to his back, turn his face to the west, and we'll ride the prairies that we love the best. Ride around, little doggies, ride around slow. The fiery and the snuffy, they are a raring, they are a raring to go. This is about a drugstore cowboy. The kids always like this. This is called a lavender cowboy. That sounds like a rough and tough shooting cowboy, doesn't it? He was only a lavender cowboy. The hairs on his chest, they were two. And he wanted to follow the heroes and do as the heroes do. Red, green, and many-colored hair tonics he rubbed on his chest day and night. When he looked in the mirror next morning, no new hair grew in sight. He battled for Red Nellie's honor. He cleaned out a holdup's nest. He died with 2 6-guns a-smoking, but only 2 hairs on his chest.